Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's such a blessing to be with you once again this morning. And today, I want to share some beautiful things with you from the Bible, and I want to start from Revelation chapter 1, from verse 4. I believe you are having a good time this year. I believe that the year is bringing you goodness and bringing you glory, and that all the things that God said concerning you during the beginning of the year is happening in your life. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 1, verse 4. For it says, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace, from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Now, I love the scripture so much. It says, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Then verse 6 says, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. It says, and he has made us kings and priests. I want to share concerning kings and priests. Kings and priests. That's the way God sees us. You see, Jesus came and he gave us life. The Bible says, and from Jesus, from verse 5, it says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead. You see, he's a faithful witness and he's the first begotten of the dead. In other words, he's the first man to come out from the graves and not die again. Jesus did not undergo resuscitation. Anybody who has been brought back from the dead to life died again. Lazarus died again. The boy who was raised from the dead by Jesus Christ at Nain died again. All the people that the prophets of old brought back from the dead died again. But Jesus is the first who was given birth to by death. Hallelujah. It's amazing. And it says, and the prince of the kings of the earth. And it says, unto him that loved us. He loved us so much, he washed us from our sins in his own blood. He's talking about Jesus. Not only did he wash us from our own sins in his own blood, but then he says that, and has made us kings and priests. So he didn't stop at washing us from our sins in his own blood, but he made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. Hallelujah. You see, so you have become a king and you have become a priest. This is how God sees you. You are a king and you are a priest. Hallelujah. You know, as if that is not enough, if you go to Revelation chapter 5, from verse 9, the Bible mentions a similar thing there. He says, and they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue, and people and nations. Talking about Jesus. Then verse 10 says, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Hallelujah. He says, and has made us, he has washed us from our sins, and he has made us kings and priests, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. We shall reign on the earth. So we'll be made kings and priests. And every king has a kingdom. The word kingdom means the king's domain, the place where the king exercises his dominion. You see, so every king has a domain. And in our case, God has made us kings and priests here on earth. The earth and the heavens is our domain. Hallelujah. It's amazing. If you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, from verse 22, the Bible mentions some very wonderful things there. You know, Paul was writing to the people of Corinth. And he told them, he says, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world, or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours. He mentioned that it is the whole world is yours. You see. So the world is our place of dominion. God has given the earth to us. God has given the earth to you. He sees you as a king. And he wants you to reign and rule on this earth by his power and by his dominion. Hallelujah. You see. So that's who you are. I want you to see yourself like that. Don't see yourself as someone who is being dominated by the world. You have been born to dominate the world. That is how you have to see yourself. I've been born to dominate the world, not the other way around. You know, when you read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, the Bible says, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God has called us to dominate. This is your life. Don't allow any circumstance to dominate you. You have been born to dominate every circumstance, every situation of life, everything on this earth. That is what God has called you to. Not to dominate your fellow man, but to dominate every single being, every single thing, and every single substance, and every single situation on earth. That's what you've been called for. You're a king, you're a priest. See yourself as such, because that's how God sees you. I love you very much. I'll see you until then. God bless you. Bye-bye.